Oh man, hey.
We live in a society where sometimes you just need to get stuff off your chest. It's 11:45, which means it's time to release the hate before lunch. This is Do You Hate This with Dennis and Frito on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Or maybe in the case on this Monday, right after lunch. And we want to make sure people know that we have moved our world-famous Do You Hate This segment to 1:27 now, Monday through Friday. And the Landry Locker Room, which is usually right now, will be an hour from now. So make those notes. Locker Room 2:27, Do You Hate This 1:27. Here's Landry.
And guys, if you're listening to this, there's a strong chance that you watched a lot of football this weekend. There's also a strong chance that you probably ate unhealthy food, but have no fear, you're going to be back in the healthy routine because hating is extremely healthy. And if you don't believe me, just ask Frito, even though he disagrees with it. And as always, it's brought to you by ComedyGuys.com. Get speeding tickets dismissed and get a few laughs at the same time. And
there's nothing you say that I disagree more with than hating is healthy. Hating is not healthy.
Just get it out
Especially
of your system.
On this Martin Luther King Day.
Just get it out of
hating
your system.
Is not
you
healthy.
Didn't have to bring Martin Luther King into this. But,
I win by bringing Martin Luther King in.
We always ask the question.
Do you hate this?
And you either say yes or no. I throw you guys a topic and you guys say whether you hate it or not. And after games, players go to the podium. And a lot of times when guys go to the podium, we see it in Dallas a lot, they throw out cliches. And the Seattle Seahawks lost yesterday 31-27. They were down 31-0 at the half, and they fought extra hard in the second half. And here's what their quarterback, Russell Wilson, had to say about the loss to the Carolina Panthers.
I kept saying to guys, it was going to be the greatest comeback of all time if we can find a way. You know, we showed that. You know, we just needed one more.
When players lose and they say we just ran out of time.
I absolutely hate that. I hate hearing it come from Russell Wilson because he's better than that. The Seattle Seahawks are better than that. You did not get points for just having a valiant comeback. You didn't come back, okay? You were never in that game. Just tell it like it is. Hey, we screwed up. We're down 31-0. We were never in this game.
Now, wait a minute. Why did I get such grief when I took that opinion on the TCU bowl game? The greatest, most epic comeback in the history of college football, and everybody hated me for that opinion.
I don't think you got it from me.
Yeah, all right. I agree with you. I mean, they may have run out of time.
Every team that loses could say that,
though. Carolina got bored with the time. When it's 31-0 and you have been dominated, now, if they would have come all the way back and won.
Yes.
Then
you give them all the credit in the world for fighting and clawing and scratching and having the greatest comeback and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? You didn't do it, so you don't get credit for anything.
Actually, you blame Carolina for letting it to happen. You don't give them credit. You know, you just
that would
have
been a great show today because I would have given Seattle credit.
I wouldn't have.
Likely the end of the Marshawn Lynch era in Seattle. There are rumors now that he could be either traded or released. And now, you know how rumors work. Marshawn Lynch is the running back for the Dallas Cowboys next year. The potential of that happening.
Do you hate this?
Don't hate it. Doesn't make any sense. They don't want to buy. They don't want to pay for a running back. McFadden's only going to cost him $1.5 million. You get the young drafted running back in here with Turbin, who also doesn't cost anything. If you're not going to give Murray $6.57 million a year, why would you go get a high-priced Marshawn Lynch?
It makes no sense at all, Steve. You're absolutely right. It would contradict everything they're thinking at running back and all the moves they've made. And by the way, I've never really been a big fan of Marshawn Lynch, even when he was playing great.
But you admit that he was playing great.
I do admit that he was playing great, yes.
It is Do You Hate This.
No way can deny that.
On Dennis and Frito, we ask them if they hate things. They say yes or no. We get it out of our system. This is going to be real rapid fire. I'm going to throw three names at you, and you're going to tell me yes or no. You don't even have to elaborate. You're just going to tell me if you hate their work or not.
Just hate or love? Is
yes.
that what we're doing? Hate
and this
or love?
Is the analyst section of the NFL. So I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Dan Fouts is a color analyst.
Do you hate this?
Hate.
Phil Simms is a color analyst.
Hate. Do you hate this?
Hate more than Dan Fouts.
Hate more than you. Guarantee I hate this more than you hate it.
Chris Collinsworth.
There's a story here. Wait, I know you want rapid fire. Is there a personal story there?
Ah, there is a bit of a personal story here.
Remember, see how I picked up on that, Landry?
Remember when his kid was the quarterback of the Texas Longhorns?
How can I remember that?
And played a pretty big football game at Texas Stadium.
Yeah, against Colorado.
And they didn't do well. And some of us in
the media, they did well. When he got off the damn field, Major Applewhite did just fine.
That's
in that
right.
game.
Chris Sims did badly, yeah. And those of us covering the game tried to get a comment from Chris Sims after the game about his failure, and Phil Sims took it on his shoulders to call us all names, those of us that were trying to get his son to react
Protect
to
daddy.
His performance, and he really embarrassed himself, and it's quite a long time ago, but I haven't forgot it. Haven't forgot it.
And I don't have a story like that, and I still hate him, so he must really be bad.
I'll never forget that, man. That was one of the most emotional games I went to. I was a junior in high school, scalped tickets, got by the end zone. Major Applewhite came in. They were leading. They roughed the punter. Mac, why'd you rush the punt there? I'm not bitter about it at all.
I love that you can remember all that. I covered that game. I was in the press box. I did a story on it, and I can't remember anything about it.
Texas was down by less than a touchdown. They roughed the punter. Colorado got the ball back. They scored. Texas ended up scoring. They onside kick. They didn't recover. Colorado takes a knee, and then the Miami Hurricanes pounce the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the national championship, which is maybe a blessing because I think Miami would have beat the crap out of Texas, too, had they gone there. Frito, you said something earlier today, and I'm going to let you guys sit this one out. I'm going to have our esteemed anchor / board op DJ Ringenberg come on and tell me if he hates this, because you generated quite the reaction from DJ. DJ's usually pretty quiet and even keel, but you said this earlier in the show, and DJ reacted pretty interestingly. You said this.
I love the discount double check commercials.
DJ.
Do you hate this?
Yes, I hate that. Nobody loves those commercials under the age of 90. No one thinks those commercials are funny.
Oh, I'm a big fan of those commercials. I'm fine with those commercials. And DJ, let me tell you this.
Uh-oh.
I have got a top 10 ranking of people I know, that I come across. And you were borderline right there at the top 10.
I'm a bubble person.
You're a bubble team right now. And every Tuesday, I re-rank my top 10 people in my life. And you may have a shot at cracking the top 10 here in the next couple
weeks.
You
just told us that you don't believe in hate, and you have a top 10.
No, that's love.
Of ranking.
I don't have
people.
A bottom 10. I have a top 10. That's positive.
You're a complex man, Frito.
Sean Penn did an interview yesterday on 60 Minutes. I set my DVR. I watched the interview, and I think he's the biggest weirdo I've ever met.
Who?
Sean Penn as a human being.
Sean, do you hate this?
See, I'm glad you said as a human being. I don't know. I'm not going to judge him as a human being, but I love him as an actor. He's been one of my favorite actors ever since the one with the trains. What was the name of that movie where they jumped off?
The Moon? Shoot the Moon? Or...
Yes, Something Moon with Elizabeth McGovern. Yeah. And loved that movie years ago. I love Sean Penn's art. I don't judge actors and actresses as people.
All right, is he a wacko? I'm not going to say he's a slime ball. Is he a wacko?
Is he an actor in Hollywood?
Come on, man.
Fox News Frito.
Is he an actor in Hollywood?
It's MLK Day. We can't sit here and like lump in large groups.
Well, I just did. And I think I'm pretty accurate.
You think actors in Hollywood are all
the non-wacko would be the exception to the rule.
Might have a point. We're going to get out of here on this, and this is a me thing. There's a lot of me things in Do You Hate This? Being told to listen mid-conversation. You're having a conversation with somebody. You've been talking for about a minute and a half, and then all of a sudden they say listen and say their statement after that.
Do you hate this?
There's nothing worse than that. Coop does it to me all the time, and I'm like,
the stuff that bothers you.
I'm sitting you here looking you in the eyes. We're having a conversation.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
I
blah.
Don't like it.
Listen, Jason Terry, da, da, da. I'm listening to you right here. I'm sitting here looking at you. You're telling me to listen.
Well,
I'm not
now,
a damn kid.
I don't mind if it's a habit of theirs that's part of their speak. I do not like it if they're sort of looking down their nose saying it.
It's not like
you're a little kid.
But you're saying, listen. Why do I need?
Listen.
Why are you telling me to listen?
Listen, I do. What was that? Linda, remember the big craze on the viral craze?
Never saw.
No
it.
Clue what you're talking about.
The little kid.
No idea.
Linda, listen. Come on.
I have no idea.
You guys, really.
You know what I do that bugs the crap out of especially
DJ? You either?
No idea what you're talking about.
The little
about.
No
kid.
Clue.
Yelling at his mother.
We'll Google
listen,
this.
Linda.
We'll Google this during the break.
What I do that bugs the crap out of especially women is I'll say, okay, now try and follow me here. Okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to try and tell you something. Now try and follow me here. And it really insults people.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, and I'm not trying to insult them. What I'm saying is, look, I don't have the ability to convey my thoughts as well as I need to.
They don't know that,
and
though.
So what I'm saying is I'm really taking myself down. I'm not saying that you don't understand.
You sub-talk to your wife so much on this show?
No. No,
and you say
not.
Women. Just no, say not. Your wife. That's
no,
the woman
no, no,
you
no, no,
interact
no, no,
with.
No, you're wrong. Because it's my sister-in-law, actually, that hates it when I do that.
Hey, both of you, listen. Okay? Listen. Coming up next, Manning or Brady. Yep, here we go again. Who you got? First brush. Dennis and Frito, 103.3 FM, ESPN.